This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. All right. Now we're going to get down to the brass tacks. The leftists are using the atrocity that happened in Las Vegas to encourage federal gun control. But truly their real problem is with the Second Amendment. And it didn't really take that long. Long before all the facts about the tragic mass shooting in Las Vegas were known, or even all the missing were accounted for, the leftists were riding their familiar gun control hobby horse. Within hours of the atrocity, articles were being posted online from the usual suspects like Frank Bruni, Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, Richard Cohen of the Washington Post, trotting out familiar themes. They want laws requiring more background checks, age limits on purchases, preventing people with the record of mental illness or domestic violence from being sold weapons, so-called smart gun measures that can trace guns and ammunition more easily, and even suggested banning handguns. And in as this is the case with most of the mass shootings that have shocked Americans in recent decades, none of these measures would have prevented the slaughter in Las Vegas. Stephen Paddock passed background checks when he purchased weapons. He bought maybe two per month. Maybe three, not quite three per month. In some months, I'm sure he bought more than he did in other months. So that makes sense, since the police have initially said he didn't have a prior record of, or record of prior offenses. Even if every one of their favorite pet ideas about guns were enacted, the only likely outcome would be to make it far more difficult for you and me, a law-abiding citizen, to legally purchase guns. And in these places like Chicago and New York City, where draconian gun laws are already on the books and have been, that is exactly what has happened, as the process to obtain and legally use a gun is so onerous that most ordinary citizens don't even try. Needless to say, these measures do nothing to prevent gun violence by those who obtain weapons illegally. But what's interesting about the inevitable recycling of this debate is that the left aren't speaking up for the one measure they might actually change the country in a manner they'd like. The true goal. The true desire. They want to repeal the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Now, what would happen if we did that? Unfortunately, the genie is out of the bottle on that one. Nothing could possibly stop all gun crime. But if we were living in a country where it was illegal for private citizens to possess most weapons, there's little doubt that firearms would become a scarce commodity. Forget background checks, mental health restrictions, smart guns, and every other measure designed to make those who wish to legally purchase firearms difficult. Just make it a crime to sell or own them. Use existing registration laws to round up the guns that are already legally owned. Restrict legal possession to law enforcement agencies. And if that's too harsh for you, just copy Australia and require anyone who owns a gun to obtain a federal license and demand that they have a genuine reason for wanting one, thus giving the bureaucrats, the police, and the judges the right to deny a gun to those who have a story that doesn't pass muster according to some subjective standard. This would create a black market for firearms that would supply criminals with all the guns they need, but it would also mean that guns would become scarce and expensive. And since there's already hundreds of millions of firearms in circulation in the United States, it would take some time for the feds to make a dent in the number of guns out there. But along with a massive buyback program, if the ATF were given the vast resources that the left tells us should never be expended on rounding up illegal immigrants, I don't doubt the supply of guns would dry up. The end of legal firearms wouldn't necessarily prevent another Las Vegas or Sandy Hook or Aurora, but a country in which arms were no longer plentiful might be one with fewer such incidents. But my question is, why won't you leftists just tell us what you really want? Now, pressed for honesty, they would admit that's exactly the kind of country they would like to live in. So why don't they call for changes in laws to make the U.S. more like Australia, where studies say mass shootings and homicides have been reduced, although they haven't? And the answer is obvious. There's nearly 140 million gun owners in the United States. If you look at how many people in the United States today are children, which is around 78 million, that's 218 million. So that means there's 102 million adults out there that don't own guns. So we outnumber the people who can legally own guns in this country. That would tell me that the overwhelming majority of us support the right to bear arms guaranteed by the Constitution. So even when they are using a tragic incident to demand more gun control, leftist politicians like Obama would keep telling us that they believed in the Second Amendment and didn't want to take away guns from honest citizens. Yet every time they make such statements or begin new efforts to pass more gun laws, gun purchases soared, since many Americans believed they were lying about not wanting to let them keep their guns. Their skepticism is rooted in the knowledge that all of the so-called common sense laws which they advocate for are designed to hinder the legal purchase, not criminal gun violence or mass shootings. That's why members of the NRA, GOA, 2AF, all those groups, they're all demonized by the left by being called, one, the NRA. And, if you think an anodyne measure like more background checks at gun shows is just the thin edge of the wedge of a Second Amendment repeal, then you're definitely thought that way. So this time, instead of rehearsing the same tired arguments about ideas that wouldn't change anything, maybe they could tell us what they really want and let the country have an honest debate. But we as gun advocates have to acknowledge the price of liberty. And the choice is clear. If we're to remain a nation where the right to bear arms is constitutionally protected, we're going to have to live with the possibility, even the probability, that legally obtained weapons will sometimes be used for a bad purpose by insane or evil people. If we want to be a country where gun violence is reduced drastically, then we will have to be one where ownership of legal weapons is restricted to a privileged few, than a right all citizens enjoy. Even though we're already reducing it drastically, 49% is drastic. Those who support the Second Amendment must be honest about this price, but those who wish to deprive us of that right must be honest about what they want. The Second Amendment exists because the founders believed giving the monopoly on guns to the state was a prescription for tyranny. Is that a risk most of us wish to run? So, for those who do wish to relegate the Second Amendment to the trash heap of history, there's plenty of them out there. Many would like to trade some of their liberty for fewer worries about gun violence. But if leftists want to talk about gun control rather than more disingenuous nonsense about background checks, that's the argument that they should be forced to make. Anything short of that is a waste of our time. Until they directly address their desire to change the Constitution and end gun rights altogether, all of this rhetoric about gun violence, we should be ignoring that. When they press for a ban on bump fire stocks, magazines, weapons, whatever it is, we should be ignoring that. Because that's not what they really want. But, you know what? That's what they have to be made to do. It's a very simple thing. We know what you want. Admit it, so we can have that national conversation you want to have, except you'll be forced to be honest for a change. It's a great thing. Try it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're finding out that a lot of Republicans are sort of squishy when it comes to gun rights, and of course we know what the Democrats are, and in some cases they seem to be agreeing on some things. But whenever they seem to do that, it seems like individual freedom has to yield to the imperatives of the perceived collective public safety. I also agree that sometimes efforts to save lives comes at too high a price in liberty. But the trouble is they can't agree when that is. So this aftermath of Las Vegas, this illustrates how they each employ a different calculus depending on the problem at hand. Each has blind spots that become apparent in moments of crisis. Now consider the GOP after the 2015 San Bernardino shootings in which Islamic extremists killed 14 people. Nothing was going to get in the way of a ferocious assault on terrorists. Chris Christie blamed Barack Obama for failing to grasp that the most basic responsibility of an administration is to protect the safety and security of the American people, which is pretty stupid. It wasn't that he failed to grasp it. He just didn't care. Marco Rubio defended mass electronic surveillance, arguing that after the next attack, the first thing people are going to want to know is, why didn't we know about it and why didn't we stop it? So after the Las Vegas massacre, Christie said, it leaves us grasping for answers. Rubio said he was praying for the victims. No one blamed the president. Senator John Thune said that people caught in such attacks should, try to stay safe, as somebody said, get small. After mass shootings, Democrats demand legislation to ban certain weapons or accessories and restrict access to guns. And in these situations, unlike the case with terrorist incidents, Republicans put all their emphasis on personal rights. Their attitude parallels the Democratic stance on other things. Democrats faulted Trump's travel order for stranding a lot of innocent travelers and refugees on the off chance of keeping out terrorists. Some praised Edward Snowden, even though the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee said his leaks did substantial damage to national security. On firearms, the two sides are really far apart. Many Democrats have scant regard for the constitutional rights of gun owners. When he was mayor of Chicago, Democrat Richard Daley insisted on keeping the city's ban on handguns even after the court made it clear that this was unconstitutional. Republicans resist any restriction, no matter how modest, although there are no modest steps at this point. Gun control supporters are fond of a measure that are superficially appealing but practically irrelevant, while opponents treat any restriction as an intolerable violation of liberty. Finally, the Second Amendment, according to the Supreme Court, protects an individual right to own guns for self-defense. But they say that no constitutional right is exempt from regulation. You can say whatever you want, but you can't do it on a bullhorn at 3 a.m. You can't drop thousands of leaflets from an airplane. The court said that it's fine with a host of existing gun restrictions, such as laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. If legislators could devise measures that would be effective without imposing onerous burdens, the court might well uphold them. But the problem is that literally everything proposed this week would be irrelevant. To demand a law against an assault weapon ban requires forgetting that the federal ban that existed from 1994 to 2004 had no discernible impact on gun violence. Washington Post columnist Charles Lane, noting that the Las Vegas killer had more than one gun, tweeted, what legitimate interest possibly justifies an individual possession of 42 firearms? That's a hobby guy right there. I know people that have hundreds of firearms. You don't need 42 firearms to carry out a mass murder. Somebody who knows what they're doing could do it quite easily with one. So, for me, let's look at Elliot Rodgers, okay? Isla Vista, whatever, however you pronounce it. Santa Barbara. Call him the Santa Barbara killer. He had three guns. He had two Glock 34s and a SIG P226. He went through each individual purchase meticulously. And he waited for, he'd buy the gun, wait for 10 days to pick it up, and then wait for 30 days to go buy another gun. And while he was doing that, he was buying all the 10-round magazines he could find. He had 41. He took three guns on his rampage, he only fired a gun 5 or 6 times. And for me, this is the inexperience of the would-be spree killer getting out there and thinking the more guns you got, the more you're going to be able to kill. You cannot manage more than one at a time at any given time, no matter how many times you've seen Desperado with Antonio Banderas. So, gun rights advocates reject that even the most logical changes, if they would consider the, if it's the slightest inconvenience to the gun owner. And that's the way it should be. We already have background checks, which we didn't have till the 90s. When Obama wanted to have universal background checks, me, you, and the Republicans mobilized to stop that. The federal government has no law making a crime of straw purchasing where a legally qualified person is out there, but they do have certain regulations that do apply and can bring federal law into play. But here's the two simple requirements for gun law that I think should be the measure of do you put it forward. They hold reasonable promise of being functionally useful, and they don't put an undue burden on law-abiding gun owners. Now, that wouldn't be hard to find that, but somebody's got to want to do that. The Democrats don't want that to be the case. They're not looking to stop crime. They're not looking to stop these shooters. These shooters are good for business. This is really good for business. They think they're going to, this is going to be the way to the promised land. Just you wait till the 2018 elections. They're going to show you. They keep forgetting all this demographic Armageddon that they put themselves into. But that's all beside the point. So, we'll see where it goes. I'm tired myself of them, like I said earlier. Be honest with us, could you? Just be honest with us. We know what you want. You want to get rid of the Second Amendment. You want to have that discussion? Let's have that discussion. However, when you start with that discussion, understand that from our viewpoint, we are not going to be disarmed. Period. What else would you like to talk about? You got 22,000 laws on the books. You're not really enforcing right now. Why do you need any more? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4755. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, for some reason, the default position, even though it has proved, I mean, the Supreme Court has already stated that, we cannot expect law enforcement to protect us. That's way beyond the pale. But here we are again. 32-story high sniper killing 59 people, 527 injured, using weapons he purchased legally, accessorized legally. So, those who fought the revolution and wrote the Constitution knew that the government could not keep us safe. Because they used violence against the king and his soldiers to secede from Great Britain, they recognized that all people have a natural right to use a weapon of contemporary technological capability to protect themselves and their liberty and their property. They wanted to assure the exercise of this right by enacting the now well-known Second Amendment, which prohibits the government from infringing upon the right to keep and bear arms. So, and let me say this additionally. This whole thing about the states being able to regulate this. So does that mean that the federal government cannot be tyrannical towards us, but the state can? Is that what that means? I'm having a hard time with that one, getting that straight in my head. When the Supreme Court interpreted this right in 2008 and 2010, it referred to the right to keep and bear arms as pre-political. Pre-political means that the right pre-existed the government. It is a secular term for a fundamental or natural right, or God-given, if you will. A natural right is one that stems from our humanity. such as freedom of thought, speech, religion, self-defense, privacy, travel. It does not come from the government. And in the absence of government, it still exists. So, the recognition of a right as fundamental or natural or pre-political is not a mere academic exercise. This is because rights in this category cannot be abrogated by the popular will. So stated differently, just as your right to think as you wish and say what you think cannot be interfered with or taken away in America by legislation, so too your right to own, carry, and use arms of the same sophistication as are generally available to bad guys and to government officials cannot be interfered with or taken away by legislation. This is at least the modern theory of the Second Amendment. Now, notwithstanding the oath that all government have taken to uphold the Constitution, many in government reject the Second Amendment. Their enjoyment of power and the love of office rank higher in their hearts and minds than does their constitutionally required fidelity to the protection of your personal freedom. They think the government can right any wrong and protect us from any evil and acquire for us any good just to keep us safe, even if constitutional norms are violated in doing so. So, can the government keep you safe? One word, no. This is not some novel or arcane observation, but rather a rational conclusion from knowing history and everyday life. In Europe, where the right to keep and bear arms is nearly non-existent for those outside government, killers strike with bombs and knives and trucks. And people get just as killed as they would if they were shot. In America, killers use guns and only stop when they are killed by law-abiding civilians or by the police. The answer to government failure is a candid recognition that in a free society, one in which we are all free to come and go as we see fit without government inquiry or interference, we must be prepared for that kind of a tragedy. We have to keep ourselves safe as well as those whom we invite into our properties. Surely, if the President of the United States were to have appeared at the concert venue in Las Vegas to address the crowd, the Las Vegas killer would never have succeeded in bringing his arsenal to his hotel room. Government protects their own. Shouldn't landowners who invite the public to their properties do the same? Add to the government's incompetence its useless, intrusive omnipresence. Present-day America, the NSA, the federal government's domestic spying agency, captures in real time the contents of every telephone call, email, and text message, as well as all data sent over fiber optic cables everywhere in the U.S. Thus, whatever electronic communications the Las Vegas killer participated in prior to his murders, they are now currently in the possession of the federal government. Mass surveillance is expressly forbidden or prohibited by the Fourth Amendment, and the government does it anyway. It claims it does it to keep us safe, yet this exquisite constitutional violation results in too much information for them to examine in a timely manner. And that's why the evidence of these massacres, from Sandy Hook to Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino to Las Vegas, is always discovered too late. Now, as of this moment, I have not yet seen the government reveal what they knew about Paddock's plans before he executed them and executed innocent people. This leaves us in a very precarious position today. The government cannot keep us safe, but it claims that it can. It wants to interfere with our natural rights to self-defense and to privacy. But whenever it does so, it keeps us less safe. And in whatever arena it keeps us less safe and falsely fosters the impression that we are safe, we become less free. Now, I want to say this, and I want to be perfectly clear about this, okay? And I want you to understand what I'm telling you. Currently, in this moment, we don't know what happened. And I've been getting all kinds of people that want to know what happened who've been sending me these things of a second shooter on the ground and It was, you know, multiple shooters in the hotel, one on the ground, one up there, and all this other stuff. And listen, that might have happened if we hadn't had all this video of this occasion, but you would have to round up, all of the cops would have had to have been in all this, and all the people at the venue. And nobody at the venue claims to have seen a guy on the ground in the venue with him. There's just this video around of a split instant of a guy looking like he's in a crouch. But considering somebody was shooting at him, I can understand why he might be in a crouch. So, item number one, we don't know all the facts. Item number two, we may never know all the facts. Item number three, relying on media and the government to tell us, that's a pipe dream. Some things will come out, and they may inadvertently come out in a goal to try to achieve more gun control. That's fine. But item number one on that conversation is, unless they are going to admit they want to repeal the Second Amendment, no conversation. Don't get out there and tell me you respect the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is expressly clear, and it is absolutely simple to understand. So all of these things that you say are good and don't violate the Second Amendment, most of them do. And I'm tired of them. So, keep your eyes open. Keep your wits about you. Practice the OODA loop. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. The part that galls me the most about the media is they don't know what they're talking about. The political left, they don't know what they don't understand guns. And a good portion of the right, they're not educated about them, and they refuse to learn about them. They could not tell you the difference between an automatic or a semi-automatic firearm. They don't understand what a suppressor does or does not do. And it's safe to say most of them have not heard the term bump stock until this week. Which, by the way, bump stock did not actually exist until 2010. And before that, we had bump firing, which you don't need anything special for besides your finger. What they are, in their ignorance, they are convinced in their ignorance that we need more laws to prevent mass shootings like the one in Las Vegas. And they will host guest after guest on their shows, on the news, who are not experts in firearms or firearm training, to lecture us at large about why this needs to happen. And if anyone on the leftist side of the aisle is wondering why your pleas to do something are falling on mostly deaf ears, that would be why. Now, it's a largely one-sided debate happening on cable networks, and that's why those on the right, including everyday people like me and you and lawful gun owners not responsible for mass shootings and breaking gun laws, ignore what is blaring out at them from their televisions and social media. Column after column is fired off about how much the National Rifle Association donates to congressional candidates each year, and it's not much, about $200,000 a year. For every breathless declaration that the NRA has blood on their hands, it's worth noting that more journalists have committed mass shootings in this country than NRA members. Firearm experts and media like Washington Free Beacon Stephen Gutkowski, also an NRA certified instructor, National Review Online editor Charles Cook, and Federalist co-founder Sean Davis are sidelined from national cable news and Sunday show appearances in favor of guests who suggest suppressors are used by hunters to prevent deer from hearing a fired shot. Gutkowski, Cook, and Davis will never be invited on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Stephen Colbert's show, And it shows to, you know, they would go there to clear up the falsehoods being spread to mass audiences or to defend the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Monday, the narrative jumped to ludicrous speed shortly after the massacre ended when using presidential candidate Clinton, or when losing presidential candidate Clinton, demanded that we put politics aside, right after immediately politicizing the shooting in the same tweet. Then she went on to state, imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. Her claim that firearm suppressors render guns silent was given three Pinocchios by Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post. But that doesn't matter. Kessler's fact check went mostly ignored on social media. Her false tweet about firearm suppressors garnered more than 58,000 retweets on Twitter. Glenn Kessler's fact check, 30. Within hours of the Las Vegas shooting, Chuck Schumer was pushing the narrative that the GOP was ramming through legislation to deregulate silencers. That was both a fabrication and a non sequitur, since no suppressors were used. Reporters began shouting questions at Paul Ryan about silencer legislation. Paddock didn't use a suppressor in Las Vegas. But the Democrats have found their little shiny object to fixate on. Sort of like the no-fly list post-Orlando, which had nothing to do with the actual tragedy at hand. So the Democrats would be better off offering, let's ban high-rise hotels in attempting to make a connection to the Las Vegas shooting than they would suppressors or background checks. He passed them and he didn't use them. So America's foremost healthcare expert, Jimmy Kimmel, once again repeated long-debunked Democrat talking points in another tearful monologue. I thought he was a comedian. Las Vegas is his hometown, so it's hard not to berate him for showing emotion, except it was false. He chastised Paul Ryan and the GOP Congress, again, for not enforcing laws about guns that don't exist. And these include the so-called gun show loophole, an online background check loophole, and allowing mentally ill individuals, a move supported by the ACLU, from purchasing firearms. And all these claims have been debunked, and yet they are ignored by fact-checkers at mainstream outlets and cable news pundits. Stephen Paddock did not have a criminal background. He had no prior record, no evaluations of suspected mental health. So what then? I mean, New York Times Magazine's Anna Marie Cox tweeted, man, imagine if the right believed in unfettered access to the ballot box as much as they believe in the right to own guns. Her sudden support of background checks and voter ID laws, two things needed to purchase a firearm in America, are a welcome surprise. Politico reporter Dan Diamond tweeted out an email announcement from the American College of Physicians calling for a ban on all automatic and semi-automatic weapons. What he did not reveal is a ban on semi-automatic weapons, which includes most handguns. Yeah. And he knows what that means, by the way. What you're supposed to think about is straight into the rifles. Okay, I didn't even see that there. Rob in Florida. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We watched all the videos of the shooting from all different directions, and everybody is saying that there's this muzzle flash coming from, like, the midway through the hotel. Correct? You probably heard this, I'm sure, right?
Right.
But then when you look, there's no broken glass, right?
Right, right.
The only thing you see is broken glass up on the 32nd floor.
Right.
But nobody's ever seen muzzle flashes. So what I did, I went looking through engineering white papers, kind of like in a deep web search.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I come across an engineering white paper that was written in 2001 from an engineering firm talking about structural, this, that, and the other. But they showed pictures of this hotel from 2001.
Yes, sir.
And it showed midway up the hotel, there's a few windows that have the ability to open. And those windows were right in the area of those muzzle flashes.
So,
these are engineering white papers.
Okay, so are you postulating that there might have been a second shooter there? Or are you saying that is this just food for thought?
Well, everybody's postulating there's been other shooters, right?
Sure, sure.
Nothing in this story makes sense. But the only thing that excludes those out is that there's no broken glass like the other one. Like
right, but the whole open window thing.
I've discovered a picture of the hotel with the windows open midway up, right in that center, right in that center where the V is at, right. Everything I've heard on those videos, it sounded like there was an M240 right up in that area, in that room.
Well, here's the thing about this. You know, I used to be an M60 gunner, and I had people on my team that had 240s as well.
I was a 60 gunner, too, at one time.
So, I mean, we're listening to video made on a mobile phone. And it sounds like it because of the interval between shots. It sounds like a bit like an M60 or a 240 possibly, but it's video from a mobile phone. I don't know how good that's going to be at that distance. But I mean, we still got more questions than we got answers for. I will tell you this: we're going to run out of time in 50 seconds. So
the cyclical rate sounded more like a chain fired gun.
Yeah. It did to me too, except it was a bump fire stock that, you know, slow for a 5.56 where with an M4 it's going to be 800 rounds per minute. With a bump fire, it's about 400. Sort of explains that a little bit.
Yeah, I know there's smart, but
anyway.
I just thought I would show you that share with it that I actually found.
Can you email that stuff to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com? I'd love to look at it.
Bill@lockandload. Okay.
Lockandloadradio.com. Thank you. Dan, thank you for the call. And we will, we'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, please. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.